Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl unveiled the Navy's announcement at DRS Technologies, a Marinette Marine subcontractor in Milwaukee.
Thank you all so much for being here today on what is a most happy occasion.
Marinette Marine has been competing with an Alabama firm for a contract to build up to 55 of the littoral combat ships, a relatively new kind of vessel that's more maneuverable in shallow waters. Kohl says the Navy is instead recommending that both firms start building 10 ships now. Kohl says that won't be a budget buster because the two companies have been competing and lowering their projected costs for the projects.
I'm not at liberty to talk about the numbers exactly, but the numbers in terms of cost came way, way down. And that's why the Navy was able to award 20 ships now at the same cost.
Kohl says Congress must okay the change in the Navy's plans, but he predicts smooth sailing at the Capitol. Jim Lacoste manages the LCS, or Littoral Combat Ship Program, at Marinette Marine. He hopes the 1,000 jobs likely to be eventually created at his company, and thousands more at suppliers in the Upper Great Lakes region, will last a while.
That could be as many as 5 to 7 years of employment in the course if we're building LCS ships, and I think if the Navy's happy, and we think they will be, that there'll be opportunity for more ships in the future.
Governor Jim Doyle says the state is offering $49 million in tax credits to help Marinette Marine move ahead with the ship building. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.